Hey, love bunnies, it is your girl Yvette B Motivates coming to you live and direct right now from Atlanta, Georgia. And I am checking in with you for Essie Fob Sundays. This is my first edition of it. So bear with me because I'm new to this and I'm having my little technical get down, but I am reaching out to Silk E right now. We're getting her on the line and here I come as soon as I get this all figured out and going. So bear with me for just about 3 minutes while we get this thing popping. All right, hold on one sec. Hey, love bunnies, it is your girl Yvette B Motivates checking in live and direct with you from Atlanta, Georgia, and we are doing our first installment of Essie Fob Sundays. And this, of course, is a place where wellness is the key to life. And so what I am doing is I'm talking to you every week on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m. I will be having guests on and just talking to you about real life things in regards to total wellness. Now, where Essie Fob actually comes from is this the acronym for the 8 dimensions of total wellness. And so those are emotional, spiritual, social, intellectual, environmental, financial, and occupational and physical wellness. And so, you know, in a fun and entertaining way, what we're going to do is just dig into that so that our community can be well. That's what it's really about. I was thinking that I could go live with you. I'm not sure that I can. And if I can, this is my first episode and this is such a new platform that I'm not quite sure of how to do that. So I'm going to kick off this first recording so that you know that this post will be up very soon, probably within the next hour or so. I'm going to put this post up of my interview with Silk E. Silk E, say hey to the people. It's the Bay Area's people's champ right now. Say hey to the people.
Hey, everybody, what's going on?
Yeah, that's my girl, Silky. That is one of my love bunnies, one of the loves of my, like, she keeps me going. So I wanted to kick off the show with her, and you guys will be hearing from us very soon. So stay tuned. Give us a minute. We are locked and loaded and getting ready. So I will talk to you in just a bit. Stay tuned. Hey, Natural Thoughts, I see that you are listening in. So what I'm trying to do right now is figure out how to upload this, but we're going to get it all going. I think that what has to happen is that I have to record the episode first. I thought that you guys would be able to be on live, but I think that if that's the case, I don't know how to do that just yet. So I'm gonna reach back out to you as soon as we get this thing going. Hey, love bunnies, this is your girl Yvette Braswell, aka Yvette B Motivates, and I want to welcome you to my first installment of Essie Fob Sundays. It will be coming to you each Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I wanted to get you familiar with what the mission is of Essie Fob Sunday, what the word Essie Fob actually even means, how total wellness fits into our lives. And really this show is about total wellness for the hip hop generation and for the cool kids and for the people who want to be the cool kids and for my generation, especially, we came out of so much going out there hustling and getting it and making sure we was holding it down for ourselves and our families and all of that, that we need to be able to have a real healing space. And it's a healing space for real people. And you know, if you ain't real, you can get a dose too. It's cool. But this is for the real people out there who are going through things like depression, going through things like trying to get your life straight, who really want to be happy and healthy. And maybe you weren't brought up in an environment where that was a priority. And so what I'm bringing to the table is a space for us to get right and be in our purpose and figure out how to get there and have that happy, good life that we've been looking for. So as I said before, I am known as Yvette B Motivates, and I am a motivational speaker, and I get people. I'm going to get you to your good spot. I'm going to get you to the sweet spot, and I'm going to tell you what each thing that I am actually means, because I think that a lot of times people have titles and they don't really explain to you what those titles are about.
And so I want to do that. I'm a motivational speaker. So motivational speaker means that I get in there and I motivate people to their best life. And when we're talking about my space of motivational speaking, what my space is getting you to your purpose. And so getting you to the reason for being, why are you really here? And understanding that when you know why you're really here, when you really understand your purpose, then you're blessed with a gift. And understanding that and being blessed with that gift, when you give that, when you figure out what that gift is and you give that gift to the world, then you're being a blessing to us. So you allowing your blessing to be a blessing to others. And so that's what I'm motivating people to do, to get to their purpose. And because of that, that allows me to put my mark on the world. My purpose is helping you to get to your purpose and helping you to get to your happiness. And so I feel like I'm a world changer. I'm a game changer. And this is my way of adding to changing the world. I feel like when everybody is in their space, in their purpose and in their lane, they can change the world. So that's that motivational speaker piece. And then I help people in groups and I help people one-on-one. And that's what I do in that space. I'm also a total wellness advocate. So first of all, total wellness is having a balance throughout your whole life. Like there are 8 dimensions of life that we know of right now, right? And those 8 dimensions are your emotional, spiritual, social, intellectual, environmental, financial, occupational, and physical self, right? So you might be dope as hell in your emotional space, but you might be falling off in your physical. You might be the shit in your spiritual space, but your money is funny, your finances are off. And so it's a lifelong journey. Get into that space where you can find balance, because it's about balance, right? It's about finding balance in all of those 8 dimensions. And like I said, those are the 8 dimensions. That's what we know of right now. We're going to just stick to that. So when you get to that spiritual balance, when you get to that social balance, when you get to that balance, now you dope as hell. You like, you got this happy life, right? And that's what we, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, everybody is trying to get to that space where they just coasting and they feel good about themselves and they're in their magic. That's what I like to call it. I like to call it being in your magic. When you found the spaces, when you found your goodness, you're in that space. You're in your magic. So that is your that's the total wellness piece of everything. So to be an advocate of total wellness means that I just put my stamp on it. You know what I mean? Like in public, I raise my hand and I'm like, me, I'm the person for total wellness. I'm the person who endorses this message. I'm that person. So that's what it means to be an advocate of something. That means that you just are saying in public, this is what I'm about. So that's, I'm a total wellness advocate. Then I'm also a hair guru. And I got that honestly. I was born and raised in a beauty shop. My dad and my parents owned a beauty salon, and I was a beauty shop brat. I professionally started doing hair. I don't know. I probably did it for 25 years. And I do everything. Like and it's a lot of people who claim they do everything, but I'm really a hair guru. Like I do black hair, white hair, doesn't matter. Cut, color, style, doesn't matter. Hair weave, natural hair, whatever it is, I have done that for many, many years. Now, I no longer do that, but that definitely has been my forte for a really, really long time. So, but that, you know, shifted. And that shifted into making me an author, which is what I am now. I'm a motivational speaker and an author also. And my book is called Long Hair, Do Care, The Black Girl's Ultimate Cheat Sheet for Growing Long, Healthy Hair. And how that book came about is from a life change that happened to me. I had an awful, awful case of endometriosis that almost actually killed me and took me out of the world. And I had, you know, I lost like everything. I lost, you know, my business, my car, my money, my everything. It's like I hit my rock bottom. whatever semblance of relationship that I had, whatever, you know, whatever my foundation was, that whole thing was just lost. And so thank God that I had people around me that cared for me. People like my guest today, Silk E, she was in my corner and there for me. People like, you know, my family, to the degree that they could be there, they were there. And I'm not, you know, it might not have been to the degree that I wanted it to be, but I ain't mad at nobody because it's all part of the journey too. To my cousin Shantae, who was just running errands for me and doing the stuff that, you know, needed to be done and all of that stuff. To all of those people, to Meredith Harper Houston, who, even though we are, you know, not as close as we were at one time, if it wasn't for her and her mom, I wouldn't have been able to make it through. But those are the people who got me to this space, you know, along with others, but those are people who got me to this space, of figuring out what it was, because I would have to call them on the phone and be like, okay, what do you think I'm good at? Okay, what do you come to me for? Okay, what in the past have I done? And all of these questions, these people helped me get through my process. And then on top of that, I had to pray and meditate and fast and cleanse and all of that stuff. So all of those things led me to the space of becoming this author and writing this book, because I was no longer able to do hair. I didn't have the space to do it in, and I also didn't have the physical capacity to do it anymore. And I had to figure it out quick. Like, I just refused to be, I was like, I ain't giving up and I ain't going down, and I'm not saying I quit. So if it don't kill me, it's gonna have to build me. And I just took that space and figured out, I did a whole lot of soul searching and asking questions. And so I came up with this 26 points on how to do that and how to get over your adversity and how to take whatever you're going through and use it to figure out who you are. And though I'm not where I want to be, no, I'm not on the beach yet. I'm not in Malibu with my I-8 and my dog and my husband and walking on the beach holding hands and about to go make a beautiful vegan meal and all of that stuff. I'm not there yet, but I'm fucking good right now. Like, I'm so good right now because I really know my magic. I know my power. And all I want to do is not only celebrate myself, but celebrate those people around me. And I want to help people to get to their space. So that's your introduction to me, how I got to the space of being the motivational speaker, the author, and all of that stuff. So now I'm going to start the transition into. So I am just now kicking back in. Thank you for joining me for SE5 Sundays. I am going to bring up my guest, Silk E, in just a moment. I have gotten you just familiarized with me. I am a motivational speaker, a total wellness advocate. I am a hair guru and the author of Long Hair Do Care. And I had a wicked ass case of endometriosis that made me lose everything, turn my life around, and start using it in my purpose. I started working in my purpose. And now that's why I'm here with you right now. So I am going to bring in Silk E. And I just want to give this woman an introduction that is befitting. I don't even know if I can. She's just a little bitty powerhouse, you know? This is one of my rocks. This is my sister. This is my homegirl. This is my advisor. This is my consigliere. You know what I mean? So, and we go back so many years, and she's been solid the whole time. Now that's just the me part of it, right? Cause I gotta give you how much I love her. Cause I think she is the bee's knees, the shit. She's my love bunny. She's my little bear. But skipping all of that and getting to who she is in music, This woman is legendary. And if you don't know about her, you should know about her. I came in on the cut on MTV. getting a dose of her and not even realizing that we were from the same place. So once I realized we were from the same place, I was like, oh my gosh, she's the dopest. Now, she probably does not remember this, and I'm gonna go back like 20 years almost. But how let me not bring her in yet. I'm gonna go back. I saw her in a shoe store in Hilltop Mall, and she had just done MTV The Cut. And I saw her, and I'm so not a starstruck type person. Like, I leave people alone. I give them their space. I walked up to her, and I was like, you were super dope on The Cut on MTV. And she was so gracious, and she was so humble. And she was like, oh, thank you, sis. That's really cool. That's real solid. I'm so glad that you enjoyed the show. And I was like, damn, she is just, she ain't give me nothing. Like, she didn't give me no attitude. She was completely humble, but this is the beauty of Silky. She's done records with, she's been around the world doing music. She works with The Coup. She's worked with E-40. She's worked with some of the hardest hitting, everybody in the Bay Area who's a hard hitting artist, they've worked with Silky. They look up to her. They know her talent. She goes in the booth. She's a one hit quitter. She's on the Soul Palatian right now. Like, she got so much going on, and she's so dope. I cannot. And then she a real individual on top of that. So I can't give her enough props. She's a mother. She's a lover. She's an earth girl. She's hood as hell. And this is my love for her, is all of these things. So I want to give you guys Silk E, the people's champ, on SE5 Sundays. Welcome, Silky.
What's good?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy that my sis, my go-to, called me up so we can have this dialogue. And I'm just appreciative to be a part of all of this awesomeness about to take place.
This is great. Okay, so I'm going to be interrupting you from time to time, because we're going to have to, you know, jump off and jump back on. So this is coming up in just a second. And what I might do is just, I'm going to give them the whole interview, but we just going to kind of log off, log back on, you know, in the process. So, thank you so much, sis, for coming on my show. I love you like cook food, and you know this. And I'm going to try to not make this mushy. Because you know me, and you know how I can be. But I want to talk to you in regards to your career, what you do, and then I want to also just dig a little bit into the wellness piece of it too. You know, just like what your wellness looks like, what your rituals look like, and all of that. So give us just a second, and we will be back with Silky giving us all of her goodness. Hold your horses. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your girl, Yvette B. Motivates, checking back in with you. And I have the wonderful, the awesome, the showstopper, the people's champ, Silk E, checking in with SE5 Sundays. So, I'm going to get right to it. I want you, Silk E, to tell the people what it is that you do. Like, I know everybody has their description of who you are and what they feel like you do, but I want it to come from you. Like, who are you and what do you do?
Oh, man, you trying to make me go inside.
Because it's SE5 Sundays. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying. I am an MC. I am a soul sister. I am your friend when you don't got one. And that's to a lot of people. You know what I mean? I'm flat-footed here, and I'm just genuinely good people. When need to be, I'm a producer. I'm definitely a writer, and I'm a no bullshit taker. That is the way I will initially kick it off.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even put no more on that, because that's all of who you are. Okay, so how did you know? Okay, so I'm gonna assume that you know that this is your purpose. Like, is being all of those things, is being this entertainer that you are, is being this no bullshit taker, being this friend to, when you need a person. Like, how did you know that this was your purpose? How did you know this music was your healing and your purpose? When was it evident to you?
It was evident very young. I will say, and I mean really early on, like 7, 8, like really young. I was asked at 9, what was I going to be? And I told my mother's godmother, Lord rest her soul, Mother Bradley, I told her I was going to be an MC and a lawyer. And I believe I said lawyer. I'm going to start there. I believe I said lawyer. I didn't get a chance to follow through with that. But what's the trip part is who I am just as a person. Mm-hmm. I hate for the wrong person to be held accountable for something that isn't their fault. Yeah. Even when it looks like it's their fault. I just don't like for people to get railroaded, and I am a defender of people, you know what I mean? To where I, even right now, I've still been going back and forth, like, am I gonna go take some classes just so I can know and at least be that well of information, to be honest? But very young, I knew I was gonna do music. I heard songs when nobody else did. Mm-hmm. I daydreamed about it. I always did everything in my power to break my neck to get to it. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I was going to make sure that I was going to bring my self-respect with me.
Yeah.
So I knew that hands down, I want this, but I want it a certain way.
Yeah.
And I wanted that when I walk in a room, my son, my father, my mother, my friend can hold their head high, and anybody saying something about me is making it up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just knew very young that this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's amazing. So as a child at 7 years old, you already had the music in you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My father was a preacher, and my mother played keys, and she sang. And it's so funny. She always had me in speech meets and spelling bees and stand upright and use inflections in your voice. And then when I wind up doing music, because she's a teacher, I don't know where you got this from. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what did you think you were preparing me for.
right.
Stand up there and sing for the people, baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So now when that microphone be calling me, you know, she put it in there, you know.